Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it. On the web, we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a very, very special guest, Jack Zufelt, author of the number one best-selling book, The DNA of Success, Know What You Want to Get What You Want, which has been translated into 15 languages across the globe. So welcome, Jack. Thank you for being here.
I'm so glad to be with you, Stacey. Annie's an awesome person, and if you are her main person, I really like talking with you.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, been around for 15 years with Annie Jennings PR, and it's been an amazing ride. So I agree. Total in agreement with her. She is an amazing person. So
she does her job well, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. Now, I want to know what the DNA of success is and how you came up with this concept.
Thank you for asking that. That is the crux of my whole message, and it set me apart from everybody else, because people ask, are you saying that success is in our DNA? And the answer is yes. The DNA of success, everybody knows what DNA is. It's the building blocks of life, of our body, of everything that's alive. Well, the DNA of success is simply this. It's built into us because we're the only creatures on this earth that have the ability to make choices. So as human beings, because we are human beings, we can choose. And so the DNA of success is to choose clearly and accurately. And what I have found is that most people don't know how to choose carefully or accurately to get the things that they say they want. So what I found is the DNA of success is to answer the single biggest problem out there in all of successdom, and that is this. 97% of the people out there cannot accurately identify the things that they want on a scale from 1 to 100. Hundreds are what they want with all their heart. They can't identify them. They don't know. So they write a list of things on a goal list. 8 out of 10 things that they write on a piece of paper will not happen. 2 will. So I identified what was there for those 2 that was not there for the other 8. And that's where the DNA of success come in, because everybody always succeeds at something, several somethings throughout their life. And I can promise you they didn't write them down. They didn't listen to a motivational speaker or read it, how to do it in a success book. Even though I have a best-selling success book, that's not what's going to make anyone successful. My book tells people how to figure out what we're going to talk about on this show.
Which is how people can find out what they actually really want, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it looks like this. Most people are in their head trying to figure out with their brain power, which is okay to a point, what they want. For example, they'll logically determine what is needed and should be done and ought to be done and needs to be done, but it's not always what they want to do. For example, I have a degree in pharmacology, so I got to go be a pharmacist. Or now I'm a dentist. I have to be a dentist. That's what the head says. I've already spent the time and the money to get it. Or in order to make money, I have to get a degree of some kind. So their head is leading out based on facts, figures, information, and data collected to date. All the while, the heart's saying, yeah, but I don't want to do that. For example, I know a young woman who said, I want to be a veterinarian. So she goes into school to learn college to learn how to be a vet. Took the first 2 years of school. Within a matter of 2 weeks of starting veterinarian training, she learned that she has to hurt animals sometimes in order to heal them, like surgery and or even put some to sleep. And she says, I can't do that. I just love animals. I just want to take care of them. I want to hug them and pet them and play with them, but I can't do that. So she stopped going towards a veterinarian degree. I know a guy who says, I want to be a black belt in karate. I am a black belt. When I ask him, he was a professor at a university, and I ask him, why do you want to be a black belt? He said, I don't know. It's been a goal of mine for 15 years. So I said, well, here's what it's going to take. 4.5 years of your life and about an hour of practice every day. His eyes got big, and his mouth dropped open, and he said this, I had no idea it'd take that much time. I guess I don't want to be a black belt that bad.
Right.
Well,
right.
8 out of 10 things people write down on a piece of paper and call goals fall in that category, kind of like New Year's resolutions. They're a joke. Everybody knows they're not going to be happening 2 weeks or 2 months later. They're not going to be done. Same with most goals. So my book and an audio program is all about, which you can get at dnaofsuccess.com, you can read and learn how to identify what the real core desires are, and then your brain can kick in and figure out how to get it done. That's what the brain's for, is to give the heart what it wants.
The brain is designed to give the heart what it wants. I love that. I love that.
And sometimes there's a little bit of a fight going on because the heart's saying, I want to go fishing, and the head's going, yeah, but you got to work. I mean, there's sometimes the head will win out because facts and reality has got to control sometimes. But I know a dentist who couldn't keep his employees. He had 100% turnover every 6 months. And the reason was that he could not create relationships because when he was 5 years old, he saw his little puppy get run over by a car. And he made a decision at that age in his heart to never care that much about anybody or anything again. And so he didn't know he'd made that decision. The head's smart. It's going to protect this body and its heart. So for all his life, he just made sure nobody got in. Well, once he learned that from me, what was really going on, he just changed his mind, and now he began to have relationships, and he stopped all turnover in his office.
Hmm.
I know a woman who said, I want financial independence, and yet the bottom line is she just really wanted to get along with her husband. If I had begun teaching her how to make money, and I can promise you that was not her core desire, but her core desire was to get along with her husband, but she said, I want financial independence so I can travel, so I could have peace. And when somebody wants peace, that means they don't have it. So when I said, why don't you have peace? Well, I'm not getting along with my husband. So I began to focus on her real core desire, which was to make things okay with her husband. Literally 6 months later, I talked with her, found out that she is happier than she's ever been. By the way, they were talking divorce and had been married 15 years, and now they're happily married. Got past all that stuff because I taught them what to do, because it was her heart's desire to solve it, but she did not know how. The brain can learn anything. The question is, what does the heart want to learn? I know a guy named Norman Vincent Peale, very smart man. He said, if you throw your heart over the fence, your body will follow. So what is it your heart wants with all its heart, with all your might? Half-hearted doesn't cut it. On a scale from 1 to 100, 50 on the scale is half-hearted. 75 on the scale will get you 75% of the way there. Just like a full tank of gas, if it takes a full tank to get from point A to B, if you only have a half a tank, you're not going to get there. If you have 90% full, you're going to get 90% of the way there, and it will stop you when you run out of gas. And there are barriers between where you are and where you want to be. Obstacles exist in just about everything. And if the obstacle or barrier is bigger than the desire for what's on the other side, that obstacle or barrier will not only slow you down, it'll stop you, like a dam does water. But if what you want is on the other side is 100 on the scale, a core desire, you will destroy that obstacle. You will go over it, around it. It might slow you down, but it will not stop you permanently. And everybody's had things like that already happen in their life. They've dealt with stuff. It was hard. They lost money. They had all kinds of issues, and they got past it and succeeded in something anyway. So when I started doing research on success, I found out that the DNA of all success is knowing what you want with all your heart. Then the second thing, and by the way, 97% can't do that, so that's why my book became a bestseller. The second thing you need for success is to find a mentor who's been successful at it, doing it, whatever it is you want to do. I don't care if it's karate or cooking or relationships or making money. If you find a teacher, trainer, mentor that's done it, copy them. And your brain will learn how, because you can learn anything you want to learn. The question is, what do you want to learn?
With all of your heart, right?
Yeah, with 100%
of your heart.
Yep.
Right. Well, you know what, Jack? I know that all of our listeners can find out how they personally, individually, can find out what their core desires are by picking up a copy of your book, The DNA of Success. Know what you want to get, what you want. And, of course, they can learn more about you. You've got products, services, more information, free videos available on your website. So, everyone, you can learn more about Jack Zufelt and, again, his bestseller, The DNA of Success, on his website at www.dnaofsuccess.com. So thank you, Jack. I really appreciate you being here.
It's a pleasure, Stacey. Thanks for the privilege of sharing with your people who listen to you and Annie some of my material, because I hope it makes their lives a little better.
Yeah, we do as well. We know it will. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts just like this one. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover all the bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.